Hi, welcome to the Talking Greyhounds podcast for this Tuesday, January 17. Simon Harrison with you and Stuart Turner from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. Good afternoon.
Hi, Simon. How are you going today?
I'm not too bad. Stewie, I'm looking forward to the weekend. We've got the Paws of Thunder this Saturday.
Nowhere else to start this week than, of course, this Saturday's Group 1 Paws of Thunder at Wentworth Park. One of the biggest of the year in New South Wales, of course. Always a terrific race. And this Saturday looks no exception. Now, it's a pretty open race this year, Simon. We had a few surprises in last Saturday night's heat. Some of the highly fancied Victorians, like Unlawful Entry and Shimmer Song, unable to get through. With only the heat winners progressing to the final, of course, there was no room for error. And as I said, it really looks a competitive final. I think it's one of those where all the trainers involved will be thinking they've got a sniff of a chance to varying degrees, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay, so just having a look at the final field, I see that Falcon's Fury's come up with box 7. They've kept him favourite, though, at 290.
We tipped him on last week's Talking Greyhounds podcast, didn't we? And he did the business in the heat, winning impressively again. The second fastest qualifier, breaking the 30-second barrier once again. Look, he's now won 10 of his 14 starts. He's unbeaten at Wentworth Park, 4 wins from 4 at the circuit. Now, he's got box 7, which I know his trainer, Paul Braddon, was reasonably happy with. He liked him when he's out wide. But for me, the box draw is irrelevant with this greyhound, Simon. If he comes out well and he's firing, I think he's the fastest greyhound involved. And, well, he looks a potential superstar for Paul and his wife, Pamela, who've bred some terrific greyhounds over the years. And I can't argue with those odds, I don't think. Falcon's Fury, the one for me to be in the Paws of Thunder.
And the two Victorian representatives in the race, Shimmer Bar and Strike a Light, who have drawn boxes 1 and 2, are the next best in the market to beat the favourite at 320 and 330.
Shimmer Bar in box 1 probably looks the biggest danger to Falcon's Fury. Shimmer Bar, a newcomer for Andrea Daly, who, of course, has had so much success over the years. And Shimmer Bar building a not too shabby record himself. I think he's got 8 wins from 12 starts now, and I thought his run from box 2 in the heat was really impressive. He came home strongly, held off the likes of Barking Bad, who we know has got a huge motor on him, and obviously being one of Andrea Daly's greyhounds, he's going to be prepared perfectly. He's got the rails draw too. He looks a decent chance. The other Victorian, as you mentioned there, Strike a Light, well, he can't be ruled out. I thought, again, he put in one of the best performances to win from box 5 in the heat. Clocked 30.01, which was impressive, but the way he charged home as well. Look, he's drawn box 2, which has been very kind to him so far in his career. He's won 3 from 3 from this draw so far. So, again, he looks pretty dangerous as well, Simon.
And how about the two New South Wales greyhounds who won their heats, Brad Hill Billy and Clock Sticking? Where do you place them?
You can't beat a last-to-first performance, can you? It's absolutely thrilling, and that's what he delivered in the heat. It was an absolutely amazing win, not just the time, which was 29.94 on a pretty slow Wentworth Park track, the fastest of the heat, but the way he did it as well. And to think he's had 87 starts, Simon, and he actually turned 4 years of age last Saturday night, to still be mixing it with this calibre of greyhounds is just a terrific achievement. Ray Smith, his trainer, has done a fantastic job with him. Look, I think he may need a little bit of luck from box 5, but there's no stronger greyhound involved in this race. If he's still in contention midway round, then you know he could charge home. He's certainly a contender. And I think Clock Ticking in box 6 is probably the best value chance for the race. This greyhound's been a consistent performer over the last years. He won the Goulburn Cup. He reached the Group 1 Vic Peters final at the end of last year as well. His trainer, Jason Magri, has won a couple of Group 3s over the last year. I think he's knocking on the door of a big win. Jason prepares his greyhounds absolutely superbly, Simon. And Clock Sticking did run 29.87 on his last start from box 6 at Wentworth Park a couple of months ago. If he repeats that, he'll likely win this race. He will need to jump well, though. If he doesn't lead, I don't think he can finish ahead of some of these strong greyhounds. But Clock Sticking certainly with a chance, and he's my best value pick for the Paws of Thunder.
Okay, then. But overall, though, as far as backing to win, you're pretty happy with Falcon's Fury.
Well, having backed him last week, I don't think I can go against that now, Simon. Hey, just a word on the others quickly. Loana's son in box 4 has got a decent Wentworth Park record and ran well in the heat. He can put in another good race. Blabbermouth in box 3 and Magic Lace in box 8. They're both solid performers as well. They're capable of placing in this company. But look, as I said, Falcons Fury in great form. He looks a potential star. For me, he's the likely winner of this.
And on Saturday night, we've got the Group 2 Summer Distance Plate final at Wentworth Park. And Burn One Down is the $1.80 favourite and has also come up with Box 7.
Burn One Down, the Victorian, the country's best stayer, I think. Now, he only just squeaked through to the final, actually, after finishing third in his heat for trainer Jason Thompson. He's such a brilliant greyhound, Simon, but he can occasionally be let down by his slow starts, and that's what happened last Saturday night. But boy, he did charge home pretty fantastically behind the winner, Runway Bono. And so that was Burn One Down's first look at Wentworth Park. I think he'll be a lot stronger for that run come Saturday night. For me, he's got to be my pick in Box 7. I think his biggest challenge will be Ebby Ripper in Box 8. Ebby Ripper, one of Michael Eberron's greyhounds, and Michael's been having plenty of success recently. Remember, he won the Gosford Cup just a couple of weeks ago with Barking Bad. Ebby Ripper, again, another greyhound who can be a slow starter, but once she gets going, boy, she can motor. Box 8, perhaps not the best draw, but look, she's a genuine talent over the 720 metres. I think if anyone can beat Burn One Down in this race, it's Ebby Ripper. But definitely look, it is pretty hard to look beyond Burn One Down in this race.
Righto, looking forward to the action at Wentworth Park on Saturday night. And what are some of the other meetings coming up over the next few days, Jen?
On Thursday, we've got the Dapto Puppy Auction Final. This one is over the 297 metres, Simon, so a real short course shootout in this one. And I think Jason Magri could be celebrating in this one because he's got Master Gambler jumping from Box 4, who looks a pretty handy newcomer, this one. Master Gambler was the fastest qualifier in the heats and has also trialled terrifically over this distance at Dapto as well. So I think Master Gambler, the one to look out for there. We've also got the Group 2 Warrigal Cup heat down in Victoria this Saturday over the 460 metres. No finalised fields for this one yet as I speak, but I would imagine the likes of Aston Bolero and maybe Zambora Brocky will feature in that one. That's definitely one to keep an eye on. And of course, on the horizon, we've got the Group 1 National Futurity and National Derby heats at Wentworth Park next Saturday night to look forward to. Most of the country's best young greyhounds likely to be involved in those races. So there's certainly loads to look forward to at the moment.
And where do we find all of the info, Stu?
Well, definitely. I'm glad you've let me get in a plug for this one, Simon. Good on you. It's thedogs.com.au for all your field form and excerpt heats.
It's always good to talk to you, Stewie. Yeah, thanks for your time and enjoy the week ahead.
No problem, mate. You take care.